JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and thanks for joining us. Coming up in today's program, we highlight the city of Montego Bay and later our glimpse of Jamaica. This is Roundabout JA. Stay with us. A bustling town with a turbulent history, a thriving port and a hopping hip strip. Montego Bay is Jamaica's most charged city and it's celebrating 34 years of growth and development. Custis of St. James, UN Corodus, says the achievements are many and varied and speak well of the development of the St. James capital. Speaking at a ceremony at the Montego Bay Cultural Center last Thursday to commemorate the anniversary, Mr. Corodus highlighted a number of developments that have taken place in the city over the years. He cites the expansion of the city's boundaries with multiple shopping centers and housing developments, the increase in the number of educational institutions and expansion of existing ones, and investments by local and international companies which have opened branches in the city.
We now boast a world-class convention center. Our airport has been expanded and upgraded to a first-world facility, and there have been increases in visitor arrivals by air and sea. Many new hotels now adorn our landscape. We now have multi-lane roads and traffic lights, none of which we had 34 years ago.
Custis Corodus is urging residents of Montego Bay as they celebrate the accomplishment to unite in addressing the ugly head of crime, which he says is overshadowing the good reputation and positive developments. He is encouraging citizens to reflect on the existing growth and development and consider the future and the goals and projections for continued progress. Montego Bay is the capital of the parish of St. James, the second largest city in Jamaica by area and the fourth by population after Kingston, Spanish Town, and Portmore.
Infertility, brain damage, skin disease, organ failure, cancer, death. These are among the harmful side effects of ingesting pesticides. Protect yourself from accidental poisoning by keeping pesticides in their original containers. Never buy or place pesticides in unmarked containers. And never, never store pesticides next to food. Handling pesticides is serious business. Make safety your first priority.
A message from Consumers International Green Fund Project in association with the National Consumers League of Jamaica and the Consumer Affairs Commission. Get rid of all old tires, tins, bottles, plastic containers, coconut shells, and anything in which rainwater can settle. Cover trash containers to keep out rainwater. A message from the Ministry of Health to prevent chikungunya.
Vision 2030 seeks to ensure that our children's children can continue to enjoy the unique environment and cultural treasures of our island home. Vision 2030 is Jamaica's first national development plan, transforming Jamaica into the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Go to vision2030.gov.jm for more information. And now our glimpse of Jamaica. And in glimpses of Jamaica, the news bug. The news bug is a brown beetle that tumbles to the ground when it flies into people and is considered a sign of important future events, thus the name news bug. To know if it signals good or bad news, the bug is picked up and thrown into the air. If it flies, it is a sign that good news is on the way. If the bug falls, it is a sign of bad news. Remember that you too can share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica by sending us tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. Thanks for your company. I'm Vaughn Davis for producer Casita Irving with studio engineer Joel Samuels. Until we do this again, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.